We are on our last stop at the Bear Crop Science Respect the Rotation event in Collinsville, Illinois. And with me is a gentleman from Southern Illinois University. What's your name, sir?
Brian Young.
And you talked about, basically about the plots that we've seen around here. Tell us a little bit about what you told the people here on the tour.
Well, essentially, I emphasize the need for careful weed management. And there's no simplified management system. There's no silver bullet. There's various tools that we can integrate into an overall management plan. And each tool needs to be used to its optimal, because some of those are guaranteed to fail or not work as well as they should. But if you have multiple tools that you're utilizing in the system, you know, you can sacrifice a little bit of weed control with one technology versus the other. You know, your residual herbicide didn't give you as much control at planting. We may come back with another residual herbicide early post. The Liberty Link system that we're talking about, making sure you apply that to small weeds at proper use rates and application methods. If we don't do these things, the whole system can fail. So we need an integrated approach where we have, you know, plan A, B, C, and D, and you can achieve the level of weed control you want even if you have to go to plan B or plan C. If you rely on plan A to be your gold standard, if this fails, nothing else will, we might be in trouble. Because sometimes with today's weeds that we have, environment will dictate when we can spray, how big the weeds will be, and how active our herbicides might be. And when the environment dictates that and not us, we lose control.
Well, we heard from the Arkansas guys, and basically they seem like they're, I guess, in a recovery stage, and they're trying to get the message out here that don't end up like we do. As a weed scientist here in Southern Illinois, how fast have you seen the resistant weed problem grow, and how has it changed the game for producers in this area?
Well, back in 2006, we had some of our first glyphosate-resistant mare's tail. And since then, on the no-till acres, that's increased significantly. I'd say probably on half of the acres in Illinois today, especially if it's no-till acres. For water hemp, we've been seeing that expand about doubling over the last 3 years. So at one point, we had 10% of some of the retailers that I surveyed said it was a problem on their territory. Next year, it was 20%. This past fall, it was 40%. This fall, I'm expecting that'll be even higher. So we've seen a doubling. So if you think, you know, I'm in an area where we don't have a lot of problems, it might be on 1% of our fields, well, expect 2% in the next year, maybe more. So it has increased dramatically because growers don't do anything typically to manage it until it's proven to be a problem on their farm. If you wait that long, you're inviting it to be a problem, and that's going to be part of those acreages that we talk about being infested.
So how much are growers in this area still in denial about the possibility this could happen to them?
Well, there's this, unfortunately, a significant amount still that feel that, you know, well, glyphosate's so good that it has to work. You know, it's worked for 30 years for them. How can it just fail like this? Or they discount it as some application methods, or that they're doing something unique in their management that they don't have that problem, but their neighbors do. Or that they use tillage, so they're not going to have the same issue. They've been burying weed seed. But we have enough resistance around in the populations that we can't bury our head in the sand if you're in the southern half of Illinois. And frankly, in Illinois, if you have a field with water hemp, Aaron Hager at University of Illinois or myself wouldn't be surprised if they'll have glyphosate-resistant water hemp on that farm as well. So any acre that water hemp touches, glyphosate-resistant water hemp could be in Illinois.
And do you think maybe the farmers don't really know what they're dealing with here? I mean, you talked about Palmer amaranth, and this is kind of a monster as far as a weed is concerned.
Right, but some growers think, well, it's just water hemp. I had water hemp since the 90s. I think probably part of the disconnect is what might be available to solve the problem. They've always been spoiled with opening the new jug of something to solve last year's problem. And we have some new chemistry, not new modes of action, but some new chemistry that we can throw at it, but nothing as good as Roundup was. So they're all part of the system, tools in the toolbox, and we're not just using the hammer in the toolbox. We have to use a hammer, screwdriver, pliers, and the tape measure. You know, we have to use everything in the toolbox to get good, robust weed control.
And how important is it to scout the fields if you don't have resistant weeds right now? Scout the fields and really take them out by hand if you see a few.
Well, another thing that we did wrong is if we had failure from a herbicide not working post-emergence, we discounted as some application methodology was wrong, not resistance, because resistance didn't occur at one point. So we had no reason to suspect it. But today, we need to say that resistance is here. If you miss it, if you have any failure of glyphosate, we should almost assume it's glyphosate resistant or could lead to it if it isn't already. So we need to be pretty diligent. Hand weeding, you know, I know some of the messages from my Arkansas friends is manage all the weed seed you can. So hand weeding, row cultivation, whatever it might take, bury the seed through deep tillage. And I think we're going to get there, but growers are slowly going to get there because they observe it on their own farm. And they're sometimes mistaken that they think silver bullet's coming, but there's no silver bullets. It's just part of an integrated system that they're going to see.
We just have to work harder, right?
We're all going to have to work harder, yes.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the Bear Crop Science Respect the Rotation event in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.